Welcome to Happily Holistic. I'm Amy Lee Mercury, and I'm a medical intuitive with 20 years of experience. I've written 15 books on health and wellness. If you've had a medical intuitive session with me, you know that the thoughts and emotions within you, what has been passed down from your ancestors, and everything that surrounds you can impact your well-being. In this podcast, we touch on my favorite ways for you to improve your health and feel more joy. We dive deeply into everything health and wellness with a big dash of spirituality and a sprinkle of business. We spotlight the uplifting and the positive and share the secret ways top wellness authors and celebrities get inspired, stay healthy, and enjoy this beautiful life. I can't wait to get happily holistic with you today. Hello, hello. Welcome to Happily Holistic with me, Amy Lee Mercury. I am very excited today to welcome my super good friend, Karen Rao Carter, to the show. Welcome,
Yay. Karen. Yay. Hi, Amy. So excited to be here. And yeah, we're sleepover good friends, you know, so we're at that level.
We are. We're close buds. Karen and I always have so much fun. We just laugh and laugh. Like it makes my face hurt usually when we hang out and we go for long walks. And sometimes we envision the lives we're manifesting, and we really vibe. So Karen, along with being my buddy, is a professional feng shui consultant and healthy lifestyle designer, educator, and the best-selling author of my favorite feng shui book of all time by far, Move Your Stuff, Change Your Life. She also wrote Make a Shift, Change Your Life, which is an extraordinary book. She coaches, trains, and empowers people to use a variety of techniques to enrich and improve all areas of their lives. She has over 20 years of experience studying and implementing methods and modalities that produce consistent, and some say miraculous, results. You know, I could tell the story of the first time you feng shui'd my house.
We might get into that.
There's a lot of results there.
A lot of life changing. Exactly.
We'll see how we land here, but that is a story. So Karen, why don't you tell us how you started on this path and where it's led you to ultimately? So how did you get started on this path with Move Your Stuff, Change Your Life? And then where has it led you?
Well, it's funny, that little bio, I really need to update, because when you said over 20 years, I'm like, I really counted it up. It's like almost 30 now, and it's almost getting embarrassing to say. But way back in 1990, I'm a landscape architect, and I was just desperate enough in the landscape architecture world to run around to every one of the states that I had licenses in to practice landscape architecture, because it was the recession back then, or maybe it was just the recession in my world because my feng shui was messed up, you know, could be very well. And so I went over to Hawaii to look for work, and I got a job offer to do a project, you know, not to go to work there, but to get a project. It was a hotel, and China Airlines owned the property. And they said, if you don't know feng shui, you can't be on the design team. So I'm like, oh my God, what's this feng shui stuff? You know, and do I really need to really know a lot, or can I just tap dance my way through getting this project? And so I found somebody to teach me whatever they knew, enough to get me to say I knew it. And, you know, I kind of came in as a skeptic, or not even a skeptic, just sort of like, I don't know what this is, but I need to know it. So that's kind of how it started. Yeah. And then I just started proceeding to learn it. And then I started practicing it and experimenting on my own house, on my own life. And then, of course, long story short, I moved my stuff and changed my life. And there you go. The title of the book. We'll hold it
there
up.
There it is. There you go. That book in my bookshelf is dog-eared, written in. I mean, this thing's been worn out.
I see so many with like tabs along the side. Oh, yeah. And yeah, it's pretty funny. So they get, yeah, they get around. It's in a lot of languages, and I've had the, yes, opportunity to travel the world, and it truly did change my life. And I was never expecting to hang up my, landscape architecture, you know, shingle and try something else. But it was just became so compelling to get in. It was almost like you can keep climbing uphill with landscape architecture and push, yes, that boulder up the hill and work, or you can slide in the flow with feng shui. And it was so hard. And I'm sure people that have switched, you know, careers can identify, right, like laying one down and picking up another. You're like, ah, I got my degree. I love, yes, those licenses, my college thing, the papers on the wall.
Yeah.
And so, it was definitely a little bit of an identity crisis, but I just rolled the dice, so to speak.
Yeah.
And I felt like luck was on my side, because whenever I did anything in the feng shui world, it just kept opening up more and opening up more. And I just became more clawing and more desperate in the landscape architecture, yes, world. So if you feel like you're doing that clawing upstream thing, then I invite you to maybe take a look around, because, yes, feng shui world, what's going on in your environment is going on in your life. And if you can make a shift in your environment so that it supports you consistently, which is what feng shui is all about, is a method, yeah, of mindfully arranging your environment so that it's not willy-nilly or random or hopeless or whatever, but actually very mindfully, consistently supporting you. And
that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what started it all. And a friend asked me to go to New York.
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah. Long story short, I win the Greeting Card Design of the Year, yes, award. Simon & Schuster calls, wants to do, yes, a book on those cards. I feel like, yes, I'm so off in the weeds of life. And then the next thing you know, boom, it comes around. And life. I said, I want to do a feng shui book. It becomes a bestseller right away. Grassroots wise, not, yes, the way they do, best-selling things these,
yes,
days.
Yes, not now. I know.
With that campaign and all that kind of stuff. It was just a true bestseller.
And so, still, it still is.
Still, it just came out in German 20 years later. So
yeah.
So it's doing its thing, but I'm here to offer whatever I can offer to your peeps.
Yeah.
With regards to how to improve their life and how to optimize their life through the metaphor of their environment. So
absolutely.
If you go to people's houses and you go, oh my God, blah, 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 and you make a judgment of who they are based on their home or, mm-hmm, on their office, you know, you right, take your taxes in, it's tax time coming up, right? You take your taxes into somebody and there's like crap all over the office. You're like, I don't want to drop my stuff off here. I don't, yes, know if this guy will ever find it again, you know, let alone complete my taxes. You're making a judgment based on what you see. And so that is what's happening to you, whether you like it or not, in your spaces. And feng shui deals with the things that you don't know that are taking you down or not. You know, some people, it's the obvious. You don't put the baby down by the edge of the pool to take a nap. It's not a good environment. You, mm-hmm, might more likely to have a bad outcome. But where does the obvious stuff end and the subtle begin? And feng shui, mm-hmm, obviously has the obvious stuff, but the subtle things that you're like, I didn't even know there was a connection between that and that unlucky situation that I got going on in my relationships, my career, my, yeah, money, whatever.
I love that.
Your tooth.
I know. Karen and I were just discussing our teeth issues. I had a filling break yesterday. So I just was telling her, yeah, this morning I was on TV, ABC, with a broken tooth back here. It doesn't hurt, by the way. It just needs to be fixed. It's just the filling came out, basically. And, you know, we're just doing our thing and going, what's going on here?
Let me show you. It's this area of
is
the house.
Is that for the tooth? Tell me. Is
creativity and children, halfway
back. Back yonder. Aha. Uh-huh.
Yes, so, your bathroom.
So what do, for our listeners too, what can I do to cure that area?
Well, it's interesting that it is your bathroom. I mean, this is kind of like jumping into phase 9, you know, without ever knowing phase 0. But yes, there are five elements in the feng shui world. And the one that we're talking about for your tooth is governed by the element of metal. And you have a bathroom there, which has a lot of water element in
yeah.
it. And what does water do to metal? It rusts it. It weakens the metal. So we would want to support the metal and give it the energy that would create more metal, not rust it and deplete the metal. And so it would be adding maybe more earth element, or actually literally more metal in your
metal
bathroom.
On earth.
Yeah.
I can do that. I have, because you guys know, I read Karen's book. I use Karen's book, and Karen's seen my bathroom because she's actually been here. I do have a shower curtain with circles, and they're silver. I mean, I'm trying, but there is a lot of water in there. Metal and earth. I'm going to add that today, because it's like,
we don't want any more teeth issues. Exactly.
No, we want this resolved and then we're done.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes.
So people jumping into the feng shui world, you know, I would say, without knowing anything about feng shui, you know, we're on a short call today, without knowing anything, I would say, listen to your complaints. Definitely know where you are now and where you want to go, because, you know, a lot of people just do stuff to their house and they don't really have the problem that would create the reason to do that change, or they're not willing to make that change in their life, you know? Yes. So, you got to know where you want to go, be willing to go there.
Yes.
And then, you know,
put things in place to support it.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's all about, you know, mindfulness, maybe getting clear of what you don't want in your life. Listen to how you complain. You know, if you say, listen to the words of how you complain. Maybe if you say, I'm so drained all the time, maybe it's a drain issue in your house. I can't get a handle on it. Maybe it's your floppy handles on your door or windows or whatever. I'm so stuck and you can't open your drawers and your doors and your closets, and things are actually stuck. It's like I'm beating my head against the wall. Your desk faces the wall. Yeah. You know, so listen to how you complain, and then maybe go see where that literal sentence that you just said shows up in three-dimensional space, because that's the smoking gun that I would go look for in your house without knowing anything, you know, like it's a simple way of just, maybe there is something that you can do without reading my book even. Just, you're like, boom, I'm going, off I run with my complaints.
Absolutely. Although I mean, I really have to tell our listeners, if there was ever a book it's worth reading, and you don't even have to read it cover to cover, you can just go to the point you need. It is Move Your Stuff, Change Your Life. I love Make It Shifts too, by the way. But Move Your Stuff, Change Your Life, I mean, that title is no joke. And then if you ever
be careful what you wish for. Exactly.
I know. Well, I was going to say, if you ever have occasion to have Karen in your home and do your feng shui, watch out. I had her come in a few years ago. She feng shui'd, and then that area we were working on, a ceiling fan fell, shattered a glass table in the middle of the night. I called 911. They said, you were right to call. I thought someone broke in. Everything changed, as Karen knows. So, and I texted you, I think, and said, what just happened? You said, usually someone just breaks a glass, right? I was like, oh, I think we're going a little more extreme here.
Maximum. Yeah. Maximizer.
We'll be right back after this short break.
Hi, it's Amy Lee Mercree. I'm so grateful to be a part of my medical intuitive clients' journeys of healing and evolution. We're all on our own paths to greater health and self-actualization. In a medical intuitive session with me, we connect deeply with your spirit guides and ancestors and dig into the root causes of what's going on in your physical body, emotions, mind, energetic body, and spirit. To learn more about my medical intuitive work, check out the Work With Me page on amyleemercree.com.
You
have a bell. Karen has a bell she'll ring when she comes and actually feng shui's your house. When you rang that bell, I really felt so many cogs and gears turn every time, but especially that time. I didn't realize how that was going to outpicture, but.
And you know what's so funny is the seemingly, it was like, you know, we own the place. We, you know, it's not easy to get out of this place because you had what I consider healthy home contemporary feng shui issues, which is electromagnetic fields and things like that, where I actually bring my meters in and test for healthy home stuff. So not only do I do the traditional feng shui, I do the contemporary feng shui stuff. And I'm like, oh my God, she's, you know, you had weight, hormone, blah, 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 blah. You know, it just
headaches,
went on and on and on. Headaches. You were just, very frustrated when you were sleeping and you had those electromagnetic fields all throughout the house. And I'm like, oh my God, if there's ever a person that I'd want to say, get out, you know, like it's you, because it's like your health is starting to really show the hit of that environment. And sometimes it's like, okay, we got time, we can turn things around. And then other times I'm like, you know, why?
And you didn't say that to me at the time.
Life arranged it.
I got, for our listeners at home, I got divorced less than a year later, I think. Or pretty, about a year, but things changed. But everything we felt right for happened. You know, and that's nothing to say that my marriage wasn't wonderful, because it was, but the situations were going to change, and that bell and everything just,
You know, and once again, that's what I said, you have to know what you want and what you're willing to change. And if you're looking for an ultimate health, ultimate, you know, like things sometimes roll in ways you don't believe could have ever shown up. But if you just trust the process, and I've done the same thing, I'm like, I gotta walk my talk, here we go, you know, and that's just, you gotta be able to trust the process and know that there's the, when you pick up a train off of one track and set it down on another one, there's a little dust that kicks up in the meantime. And
that's a great way to say that.
A lot of people get freaked out in that dusty stage, and it's just the in-between. And once you get your train down on that right track, off you go into the land of health, wealth, happiness, et cetera, respect, whatever it is that you're specifically feng shuiing for. So it's just the dusty process that people flip out.
The dust is okay. I mean, that's life. That's duality. That's
when fans fall from the ceiling, you know, break furniture, you know, something's happening.
Something was moving, that's for sure.
Exactly.
So I know this is a super general question, but if you were to say like the top thing you go into people's houses and need to address, like a, just like one of the big pitfalls, whether, you know, whatever it is, or maybe your top two or three, what would those be?
Number one, make sure that there's easy, clear access to get into the house from the front door. Some people don't even use their front door. Sometimes it's blocked. Sometimes it's locked. Sometimes it's sticky. It's creepy, you know, creaky.
Yes.
Make sure you can easily, you're not getting snagged by thorns and spider webs and the, you know, make sure that the, from the street to across the threshold inside your house is a very easy, clean, nothing too distracting along the way. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows that's the obvious way to get to your house. If somebody's outside calling you going, I think I'm at your address, but I you know, just if the trick-or-treaters can't find you, opportunity can't knock you. So make sure we get actual energy into the house, because that is the mouth of the body of the house. And if you don't have anything to work with, you're basically dealing with an empty sack of energy, just going, why am I so broke, tired, blah, blah, blah. And it's because your energy just isn't, you don't even have enough to work with. Once you know you have enough to work with coming inside your house, then I would say that my next big thing is making sure that where you sleep and office, or where you spend your most of your daytime and most of your nighttime hours in this home or workplace, is in an empowered position. Mm-hmm. I would have a nice solid wall behind you, nice chair back, solid behind you, not like a window behind you where you're exposed from behind, vulnerable from behind. And a window behind the head of beds is the bullied kid, or the or the person that's just not taken being respected very well. So want to make sure that you're safe and empowered, and you're not like freaking out, who's coming up behind me, you know? So those would be my,
those are your top two. For the front door, if the access is limited with a long driveway or something like that, what are some things you would suggest?
I would suggest putting a chime. If you can't easily find the front door, or people are questioning it sometimes or often, then I would put a chime on the doorknob side, not the hinge side, but the opening side, somewhere outside on the doorknob side of the door, with the intention of, you know, oh, there's the, you know, something must be over this way, because I hear a little sound.
Yeah.
So that would be considered a traditional sound cure in the feng shui world. And I would suggest that. And if you want to, you know, I call it like Ansel and Gretel, you know, dropping breadcrumbs from from the street to the to the front door. So you want to do a little Pied Piper energetic little ritual to get you up to the front.
We've done that for me.
We've done that. That's right.
We've done that a couple times for me.
Yeah. Getting those in. And look at you mowing through your podcasts and stuff like that. You got so many things going
on. I've got a broken tooth, but I'm cranking. It's not really broken. It's just a little broken.
Got a little issue.
This is a little issue. Yes.
Yeah. So make sure that people can, you know, the Find opportunity. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And make sure your front door is happy. Yeah.
Yes. Love that. I love that.
And of course, decluttering, you know, like, oh my God.
Right? That's the big thing, right? Well, and I think you've told me, correct me if I'm incorrect on this, but that we would want to have like 50% empty space in our home. Is that right?
Yeah. The minute that the tabletop, the whatever, whatever, any space, the drawer, you know, even if the top half. So we want at least 51% space.
51.
The minute it starts to get more, then you just throw extra stuff in there and it just ends up being a solid thing.
Too much. Yeah.
You got sock balls popping out at you because you're jammed them in there.
Yes.
So space equals opportunity.
Yes.
Think of the stuff in your house and look at it. Is this the stuff that supports your dream future life? You got to know where you're going. You've got to spend the time knowing what the heck do you want.
Yeah.
And does that stuff support you? Or is it just stuff from the past that's literally you're literally dragging along with you, wondering why you're not easily in the flow getting into your future when you're just dragging a bunch of stuff from the past that just, you know, I always say, why did you let people who have never been to your house, AKA your ancestors who have died long before you. How have you let your ancestors who have never been to your house design and do the interiors of your house?
Right.
You know, and it's just like people are trying to make these things fit in their house in the name of, I got to keep it because it used to be Aunt Edna's. It's once again, hold firm to who are you? Where are you going?
Yeah.
And maybe Aunt Edna's stuff is not who you are. And if there's guilt in your life, and it's in your house, right? If there's guilt in your house, it's in your life. And a lot of people just hang on to this guilty stuff. Like, I need to keep
they
it
do.
Because I need to give it to my descendants. And you're like, why are we doing this?
They probably don't want it.
They don't want it.
No.
So that's what I do for people all the time. And, you know, in my consultations, I go to people's houses still, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, but I love going to people's houses.
She's amazing, guys.
Love going to the offices.
Occasion, do it. Oh my gosh. Seriously. You know, I'm always like, I'm so excited. I can have Karen come to my house. Like, it's just sometimes a lot happens. Every time a lot happens.
Exactly.
Super a lot happens.
We always got to strap in. Here we go.
Yeah, get ready. Here we go. Oh, it's so good to chat with you. I'm asking a final question that I'm going to ask all of my guests. It's a little quick question. If you could tell your 16-year-old self one thing, what would it be?
Ooh. That you always have access to spirit. Just don't forget it.
Sometimes
you think you're off running around by yourself and alone or whatever.
Yes.
And you're not alone. You're always connected to spirit. Make use of it. Make use of the universal energies.
I love that. And for our listeners, we have a special offer. Karen has a Move Your Stuff with Karen membership that has so much to it. I asked her before we got on the recording, is this two things or what? Because there's so much to it. It's a monthly membership, 2 live calls per month, a private Facebook page, weekly to-do emails, and feng shui tips. I mean, it's an awful lot of stuff. And this woman is like a font of information. It's $47 a month, but we get a promo code for $20 off per month. So that's like an incredible deal. Our code is Kickstart.
Right. So. Kickstart, all in caps. And it's literally for the people who just like, I don't know how to start. Maybe I don't even, yeah. Give me tips. Just tell me what to do. One thing at a time. I can do one thing at a time. And then you're like, did I do it right? Hey, you load up a picture, you send it to me. We put it in the live calls.
Yeah.
And we get on the group call and learning what people say is, I didn't even think to ask that question.
Yeah.
So that's why they like, it's the group dynamic that makes it worthwhile because you don't even think to ask that. And people are like, ah, I could use that, but I wouldn't have even thought to ask.
Yeah.
So it's a fun group.
I love it. Thank you so much for being here, Karen.
Hey, thank you.
I'm so glad we get to chat.
Hugs,
and we get to chat because you're my bud, and I get to share you with our listeners, which is so exciting.
Well, I appreciate you having me, and whatever I can do to support your group, if there's anything else I do consultations and stuff, there's other things I can offer, but I just feel like to get started in how do I get kick-started into the feng shui world, I think that program's a great lead into the conversation.
I
love it.
I want to do it. That's what I just thought. I need to join this thing.
And I know. Well, there's some people that want to do my certification program. That's like the nth degree, you know?
Yeah.
And people are like, I want to do what you do. Like, I never even knew there was such a thing. And there is, you know, we can talk. There's all kinds of things that I can help you with. But today, let's just get you started.
Just get started.
Moving your stuff and changing your life. So there you go. There's both books.
Those two books are the bomb.
There you go.
Thank you so much for being here, Karen. And thank you everyone for listening to Happily Holistic. You can find Karen at KarenRauCarter.com. Is that your website?
Yes. Yep.
Yes. At KarenRauCarter.com. Karen, and then RauchCarter.com.
I mean, if they just want to start at moveitwithkaren.com and put their email address, it's easier to spell for the
moveitwithkaren.com.
Moveitwithkaren.com is a great instruction. Type in your email. You'll get connected.
I love it. Thank you all. And everybody have a beautiful day. And we will see you on our next show.
Thanks for listening to Happily Holistic with me, Amy Lee Mercree. You can find out more about the show on amyleemercree.com on the podcast page. Please stop by your favorite social platform and leave me a comment. I'd love to hear how you liked today's show and what topics you'd like me to cover in the future. Come find me on Instagram and Facebook at amyleemercree.com. If you would like to see what a medical intuitive session with me is all about, hop on over to the Work With Me page on amyleemercree.com. Until next time, stay happily holistic.